An estimated 650,000 deer hunters will venture into the woods this week. Hundreds of them were in downtown Tomahawk at lunchtime today, including Greg Falkenberg and his friend Jim Walter, who was wearing a construction hat topped by a rack of antlers.
Actually, he made the hat, but he's afraid to wear it. Can you believe that? Guy that size.
You're afraid to wear the hat?
Yeah, well, there's people drinking down here already.
Actually, we didn't see anybody drinking, but we did see a lot of people eating.
Oh, that's hot.
Thank you. You betcha. Enjoy.
Greg Colt of the Tomahawk Chamber worked the grill, serving up free venison burgers to a line of hunters in Blaze Orange.
Probably about 2,000, I think, is our goal today. Last year we were real close to it, and it was a bad weather year, but looks like this is exactly what deer hunters are looking for.
About an inch of new snow blanketed the ground, and more was falling, to the delight of Randy Thorson and Vince Williams of Madison.
The snow is going to be great for tomorrow morning. The white on the ground helps to see the deer better.
We come up every year. My sister and brother-in-law come over from the cities. My uncle and my cousin are up on the hill. It's family. It's tradition. It's like the holiday for me. This is the best time of the year. Beats Christmas, sorry.
This week, hunters will be stalking a Wisconsin deer herd that numbers an estimated 1.7 million whitetails. But that's not the point. These hunters will tell you it's all about family and friends. In Tomahawk, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.